en af morgenen. Most of them put some brick.
Mm-hmm. What's that part that goes up across that you set
there? A mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
See, if I got an old one come out of that chimney, I'm sitting out here.
Say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood could you use?
We cut green wood. Use pine, way back on it, plenty of pine logs in the wood. Put your kindling on them, little small sticks of wood on them. Light your pine, it'll go to burning quick.
When you talk about kindling, is that something that's made out of pine or is it just any small?
Yeah, that's pine kindling, rich. That's what to make turpentine out, tar. It'll catch up just like a matchstick to coal off.
Mm-hmm.
But it smokes off.
You know, you might take a big piece of wood. I know you remember this. You take a big piece of wood and you set that toward the back.
You would always put a big round stick at the back. Put them spit sticks in the front, little ones chopped off. And get a fire hot, that get that wood to burn, and you have to get way back, way from that fire.
What would you call a big piece of wood you'd set toward the back that would burn all night?
They called them back sticks.
Uh-huh. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
That's soot. They go up to the chimney and make soot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep that swept out every once in a while. That rich pine is what makes that soot. That soot will catch a fire, it'll burn.
How would they sweep it out?
Take a pine brush, get on top of the house, and let it go up and down the chimney and brush it out. You fold down, put up your something right in front of your fireplace, that across your hearth. They'd fall down and I'd take the shovel and take it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to build these chimneys now. They build a hole in the back of the chimney and got a damper. Now you turn them ashes out in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let them fall out, but them old fashioned didn't do that.
They didn't have a damper in it at all? It just went straight?
Straight up. Now that I have built a mini chimney, wouldn't have brick. Set me four poles up, two right side house and two out about 2 or 3 feet. Nail little strips on, take crab grass that used to grow this high, pull it, let it dry. Make up your mud and put post oak mud on it, slick it down. That thing will be just as white and as hard. Some of them last 10, 12 years.
You build the mud up around the post?
Put the mud, nail the sticks on it, just like you'd build a ladder, nail the sticks on it. Then lay your mud over that and slip it down and nail some more sticks and slip it up and it'll make it about that thick.
About 4 inches?
About 4 inches. You can put it thicker than that if you want it. But it takes too much mud. Take 6 inches of mud up and put up 20-foot chimney and take a heap of dirt.
It sure would. How long would it take you to build those?
About a day, 2 days, something like that.
That all?
Yeah, build it in a little while.
What did you call that kind of chimney?
Huh?
What did you call that kind of chimney?
Called it a mud chimney, all I know. Dirt chimney.
Talking about things that you'd have in your house, the thing that you're sitting in, you call a